Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Israeli Prime Minister will meet President Trump at the White House, and both leaders are eager for this meeting. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan joins me with more details on this very important meeting.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The news basically this week coming out of Israel is the Prime Minister's visit to Washington, D.C., Prime Minister Netanyahu meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House. A very interesting time they're going to have, I'm sure. At the top of their agenda will have to be Iran. I want to ask you about the warning they said 7 minutes until they can hit Tel Aviv. But what about this meeting? Are they looking forward to the meeting at the White House?
First of all, it was a great honor for Prime Minister Netanyahu to be asked to come to Washington so soon in the new administration's run. And of course, Israel in the Middle East is America's closest ally. The new administration's positions on Israel have been very tame. We talked last week, there was a rebuke, but an extremely mild one, about new Israeli settlement building, new homes, over 3,000 that are going to be built. The Knesset earlier this week passed a law that could lead to the annexation of Area C of Judea and Samaria that everybody expects will become part of Israel proper at some point if there is ever a peace agreement. Those are areas that Israel would definitely keep. This new legislation would allow annexation of that even before a final peace treaty. Very controversial. Prime Minister Netanyahu himself opposed it at first. Some of his coalition partners, and Naftali Bennett in particular, the Home Party, are very much in favor of it. So he's come along. And that may come up at the White House. What Israel wants to bring up, you mentioned it, Iran primarily, the situation with them, the growing prospects of conflict with them as it heats up. He's going to want to talk about the Islamic State, Jimmy. Israel's security is still very much an issue in Israel, and it doesn't look very good all around them, all this stuff going on. So I'm sure he's going to seek the Prime Minister for a reassurance from the White House that this new administration does indeed have Israel's back, and in particular, if there's a major bust-up with Iran or Hezbollah, Hamas. Hamas, of course, as I said last week, now reported to be up to full fighting strength again. They also, Jimmy, as you may know, shot some rockets into Israel earlier this week. So there's active stuff going on, and that's certainly what the Prime Minister is going to focus on. And they are expecting a pretty sympathetic hearing.
David Dolan with insight into the White House meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, God uses world leaders to direct humankind on the earth. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. The Lord puts in the hearts of these leaders to do His will on earth until He comes to rule over the earth, which is found in Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. The leaders of the United States and Israel are key players in the last days, and their meeting at the White House will help set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...